I'm Wendy.
I'm Lori.
Welcome to
Hot Topics,
Cool Friends.
We have Janet and Ned again for part two because, wow, there's just a lot to unpack there.
So fun.
A lot to unpack. So, you know, we were talking about the stars, JFK and all the things. Can you give us, and you mentioned TNT having a situation. Can you elaborate on that and who is TNT?
Well, Travis and our little Taylor, who I absolutely love her. I do love her. I think that she has two different times of birth, 5:17 and also 8:36 in the morning. So I chose her time of birth of 5:17 based on the way her chart is. And so I see her as a very intense person, obviously, but very kind, very compassionate, always questioning things on a higher level. I feel like they're going to have some differences, and that those differences are going to relate a lot to how they view family, life, children. She might end up with one child potentially, possibly. There's a possibility of that. And he just seems like somebody that he can be very sensitive in his own way, very self-sacrificing in his own way, but also he seems like somebody that down the road he's going to, even though he is well-to-do in his own power, does very well, he just seems like somebody that would be intimidated by her continued success. Because even though I think with relationships with men and women, I think it goes back to the ego. And I feel like there's going to be a power struggle with that. And he's going to need somebody who's going to adore him, which she does now, but she's so amazing and so spectacular. And heck, if she ran for president, she'd win. I mean, she's that good. But she's talented. And I feel like his ego at some point, you know, he's going to be considered Mr. Swift and, you know, versus anything else. So I really feel that that's going to get to his ego. So he might subconsciously go out and look for somebody to validate him. And I mean, I just think that could happen kind of down the road. And that makes me a little nervous.
What's his sun sign?
He is born under the sign of Libra. And so being that he is a Libra, his moon is in Sagittarius. So his moon and her sun sign are connected. So that means that the minute he met her, saw her, he was like, well, she's gorgeous and she's stunning. But he felt that connection. But he also has some pathology issues. Like he's a very traditional person, which is wonderful. But his pathology is that I don't think he lies, but I think he says something because he believes it at the moment, but it isn't necessarily true. And he's passive aggressive, you know, so he'll go along with things, but then he kind of stews about it later.
Oh, so annoying.
I was a little concerned about that. I was a little worried about that. I said, I don't know, you know, I just am a little, you know, Swifty may not really like that. And so he does have that little bit of passive aggressive, but she's drawn to his softness and his sweetness, but then he has a temper issue. I looked at that and went, holy moly, this guy is temperamental, moody, shuts down, and she's a conversationalist. Let's talk this out. And her delivery in relationships is not great. So she has to work on her delivery.
So there'll be a lot of good songs coming out.
because that's
usually
why,
what happens.
Yeah, and I said to myself, I said, "Whoa, this is going to be a rough ride." But I wish she would talk to me because I would get her to get up for nuptial and all that stuff.
Well, yeah. For those of you listening, reach out to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, please call me.
So did go ahead.
So if I came to you and I said, Janet, I see dead people, and I feel like I can get into this business. What would your, I was like teasing, but not. What is your recommendation for people who really do have the gift and their love for astrology is very strong and they wanted to start doing something with it?
I tell them to meditate. Meditate's the most important thing because when you meditate, you tune in a lot more. And with people that come to me constantly about they want to be psychics, they want to be mediums, they want to be astrology. And astrology is really hard to learn. Mediumship is also hard because you really tune into that alpha stage of your brain. I tell them meditation because I meditate every morning. I meditated this morning. I meditate at night because even if it's 10 minutes or even if it's in the shower, I shut my eyes and I listen to my breathing because I want to get in touch with the universe. I want to be connected. It's almost like you're plugging into the universe. So I tell people, meditate and, you know, and also tap into yourself. And when you're in this business, it can't be about you. Because a lot of readers, from what I have experienced, because I work alone and I have two girls that work for me, but I find that a lot of people, they'll start doing a reading on someone and then they'll talk about themselves. You know, they'll project, like if they're going through a breakup with someone and the person comes in as having, well, I wouldn't trust him. He's a garbage.
This happened to me once, kind of thing. Yeah.
You can't do that. Yeah, yeah. And so when my mother was sick in 2009, she was in the hospital for 3 months. She was really sick and I was having a horrible time. Then she eventually died. I was still seeing people in and out of my office quite a bit. Not like I usually do because I was with her all the time. But my clients, when they read the obituary, they called me later and said, You never said anything. You never showed it when you were in the office. I said, my job is to take care of you, not take care of me. You're not there to listen to me. I'm there to listen to you.
Which for a Sagittarian, that's a learned skill.
No, I don't think so. I think you're a good listener. I think you're a really good listener. I think you're a good communicator. You look at the planets. Like when you look at, for example, with Wendy's stuff, her astrological stuff, she's like I am. Except she's a Leo rising with a lot of Cancer in her 12th house. I have a lot of 12th house. 12th house means you're, even though you come across Leo very outgoing, you're really a very reflective, sensitive person. At the end of the day, you just want to go home and veg.
Amen.
And am I right? You love her privacy.
Yep.
That's why you're
and
not.
And she's very calm.
She is outwardly, but inwardly, her brain's always running a marathon.
Oh, if there were thought bubbles above my head, I would get arrested.
And you're very sensitive. you're very, very sensitive. And
are
you're very,
you?
She is, and she's very compassionate, but she doesn't show it.
I don't
it.
Like to tell. I mean,
that bothers me that you don't tell me things.
Why? Everybody's got enough stuff.
I don't think it's that she's trying to be secretive from you. I just think that she lives in her head. She's very intuitive. And she also has a lot of stuff with your parents, a lot with your mom. So there's a lot of that, you know. So you're very intuitive to things that are going on. And she's a very watery person. So even though she's she has this Leo sun sign, which is fire, astrology is earth, air, water, fire. She has a lot of water. So she's very emotional. And this has been a real learning trend since March 2023 for you because you're going through a big cycle of your life right now.
Well, is that why I get along with my husband? Because he's a Pisces?
It depends on where his moon is at and everything else.
Yeah, we'll
you have to look at everything.
Later.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I definitely like
yeah,
him.
Yeah, we have to have a session.
Well, I definitely know I like him.
Really?
It's okay.
But there could be differences about how you view money and
nope.
finances.
We're on the page. We're on the same page.
We would look at his birthday.
Yeah.
So you would, because money and there'd be a lot of, but if he's a Pisces, you'd have big, heavy conversations together about stuff. You can really sit down and talk.
You don't know how funny that is. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
He says like one word a week.
But
he's very quiet.
But when we talk,
it's
because,
important
because
stuff.
Because it's not everyday chit-chat. It's
right.
more the higher consciousness.
100%.
If he talks, it's about meaningful conversations. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. not about, let's go have coffee and just talk.
Right.
I mean, you know, but he's not like that. And see, so yeah, if he's a Pisces, you would blend because all your Cancer balances. But we don't know what he has in his chart. So
right.
there's a big difference.
We'll have to figure that out.
And the reason it works for both of you, because you're a very strong Sagittarius. I mean, Lori, but you're
I
also
would agree with that.
She's sensitive. She's sensitive too, and I think that's why it works for two of you to work together because Lori is a Sagittarius with her moon in Aquarius, so she's also very humanitarian, very giving. The cycle that Wendy's coming out of this Saturn thing that we're talking about. She's in the second chapter of her life. The first one was 93 through 96. You're going into this second chapter. Starting February 15th. So you start the next 30-year cycle all over again. This means that there's a lot of changes in your life and a lot of letting go of people that you need to let go of. You're coming into
I do that every so often.
You're coming into a letting... Well, you did go through it in 2017 through 2020. That was 7-8
years
ago.
You are 100% correct.
I know. I usually am.
That's true.
I did.
I can't remember 93.
I don't remember.
Well, you were 27 to 30 years of age, and that you were 90. Oh, that was a 93. True. So you were 27 to 30, and yep. that was a big turning point. Might have been education, work, a lot of life, marriage, a lot of things going on. But you were in a different cycle of your life at that time too. And but you're moving into a really heavy. You're going to become a lot more concrete with health matters and physicality and taking care of yourself, because you went through that in 2017 through 2020 as well. There were a lot of emphasis on work and job and health and things like that.
Okay.
And I don't know what happened to you last June 2025 through this July 1st, but you've been going through a lot of soul searching. That's been since June of last year.
Maybe that's why I have five jobs.
I think that she's correct.
Yeah. I mean, I'm good
as an outsider, as your friend looking in. Yeah.
In July 1st, you come out of it, by the way.
Sweet. It's a party. And it's America's birthday.
There we go. July 4th, 1776, about 5:30 p.m.
Would you say that we're good business partners?
I think you guys are really connected, because I think you understand each other's temperament. I think you there's no alphas here, which is interesting, because in most business partnerships I see, one's always the alpha. I think you both have strength in different areas. You both balance each other out a lot, and you're very considerate of each other and very protective of each other. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. That's so true.
See, she's going to cry.
Well,
she's a sensitive
Aquarius. You're a Sag with Aquarius. Well, she's a Sag with Aquarius moon.
Okay.
So her moon sign is into friends and people. But you're like a light switch. Somebody irritates you, boom, you shut them out just like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's because she's Italian.
From fiery.
Has nothing to do with her moon.
Fiery. Yep. You got it.
I'm very forgiving, though.
You are.
Well, this was so fun. We have a part three?
Well, you guys are great. I enjoyed being with you guys and everything.
We should. So once again, thank you for all that. Thank you for doing a part two. But those who have missed the part one really need to go back and listen to the episode with Janet Ahmed for the part one. But can you again tell our listeners where to find you?
I'm on Facebook. I have like four Facebook accounts. I have Amid the Stars, AMID the Stars. I have Janet Ahmed, which I have a little picture of myself in pharmacy with a yellow jacket. And I have The Stars Speak, Janet Ahmed, The Stars Speak, and Celebrate the Senses, which is the name of my psychic event, which I am having September 27th. And I'm on Instagram, I'm on TikTok. I do a lot of TikTok. When I go to restaurants and stuff, I'm always putting. I have to talk about food. Have to. Because it's my kind of outlet or something. Yeah. I like to cook. Yeah, I'm Middle Eastern, 100% Middle Eastern. So my first language was Arabic, by the way.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Can you say goodbye to our listeners? Or
Salam alaikum. Salam alaikum alaikum salam. Yes.
That's beautiful.
So I said, yeah.
It is a pretty language.
It is a beautiful language. It was my first language. My mother did not speak English. She would try to talk. And I would say, Mom, you've been in this country 60 years. English. Mm-hmm. And she'd say, no. You know, but she would talk. She understood money and leave me alone. And get out of my room. She would say things like that.
There you go. That's all you need.
But yeah, I mean, but my language is my first language is Arabic. That's why when I went to kindergarten, I did not understand anything. So I, you know, my mom had to, you know, translate. Well, she didn't understand it either. So here you have translator, doesn't even understand English. But yeah, so I had to really learn by in time and everything. So when I get irritated, I'll start talking in Arabic, and my clients will say, Janet, you're talking Arabic. I go, I am. I forgot.
It just comes out.
It's just automatic lag. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
It's been so much
fun.
Yes,
thank you so much for being here. And we would love to have you back, or maybe even a hip get together.
And remember this, I'm Janet Ahmed, and we have Lori and Wendy here. Thank you for being my host. I appreciate that.
Okay.
When you understand your stars, you reclaim your power. Don't forget.
Thank you for joining us today on Hot Topics Cool Friends. I'm Lori.
And I'm Wendy.
We would like to give a special thanks to
Chris Piper, our executive producer,
and Gary Wagner, who wrote and produced our music.
If you guys have any questions or comments and you want to listen to more of these wonderful episodes, head on over to WGTE.org/coolfriends or anywhere you stream your podcast.
And remember
to thank your local business owner
and go out and hear a local musician.